A Swedish nurse, fired by her hospital for not performing abortions, has filed a complaint of religious discrimination with Sweden's Equality Ombudsman. Eleanor Grimmark also said her union has offered no support in her efforts to protect freedom of conscience because of its own pro-abortion convictions. Grimmark's lawyer, Ruth Nordstrom, spoke with Vatican Radio's Charlotta Smeds about the situation.
The Swedish midwife had been promised work as a midwife at a hospital in the south of Sweden. But when she declared that she was not able to perform abortions because of her faith, she was fired. She was also promised to have the study, the midwife studies, paid by the hospital. But after she declared her opinions, she was denied the right to have the midwife studies paid as she was promised. So this is a case of discrimination. She was also fired from another hospital where she had started to work, and the hospital already knew about her freedom of conscience claim, and they knew about her opinion that she was not able to perform abortions. But after a while, they declared that they were not able to let her have the job anyway. She was fired from the job, and she was also told that if she accepted to go through counseling when they could teach her to perform abortions, although it conflicted her conscience, they would let her have the job back. So there are two cases going on in Sweden right now. At the same time, we also had a press conference and about a collective complaint to the Council of Europe, the Committee of Social Rights. And yesterday we had a from Alliance Defending Freedom. And we also had a representative from FAFSA, the Catholic Federation for Catholic Family Organizations in the EU, in Europe. And together with KLM, the Christian Organization for Medicine Study and for Christian doctors and physicians in Sweden. Last year, we made a complaint, collective complaint, to the European Committee of Social Rights. And in the complaint, we have 9 different areas. It is about the right to health and about discrimination. The complaint against Sweden submits that 9 different areas are of non-compliance with Article 11 of the Charter and Article E of the Charter. And one of these issues is the failing to enact a comprehensive and clear legal and policy framework governing the practice of conscientious objection by healthcare providers in Sweden. There's also a failing to secure that healthcare workers, physicians, and medical students that claim their right to conscientious objection are not treated in a discriminatory way. Together with this, at the same time that we lodged the collective complaint against Sweden, there is also another complaint going on against Italy. But the complaint against Italy is quite the opposite, where it is claimed that the right to conscientious objection is too wide in Italy. So it will be very interesting to see how the Council of Europe, how the Committee of Social Rights will take a stand in this issue. I think that what we show in this collective complaint, we also show that the Swedish Board of Healthcare and Health and Welfare unlawfully has permitted late-term abortion in cases where the fetus is viable. And We also show that Sweden has not prevented serious incidents where pregnant women are being incorrectly informed by physicians during ultrasound examinations that the fetus is no longer alive. And we also show that Sweden has not actively prevented sex selective abortions of girls, and that we don't have official guidelines how to reduce the severely high numbers of abortion performed on the youngest age group. And the case of Eleanor, the case of the Swedish midwife, also show that there is a really huge problem of discrimination against healthcare workers that claim their right to conscientious objection in Sweden, and that right should be respected.